She's really the best. She's been on hold as the Brewers' glorious postgame wrapped up. Ann Sayers, our travel secretary. Ann, thank you for being so patient.
Oh, happy to be here.
All right, let's talk about museums. It seems like museums in Wisconsin kind of cover everything, don't they?
I love this topic because Wisconsin has the most interesting museums. We have so many good ideas for you today.
Well, let's start with a trip to the southwest part of our state and Platteville specifically. You know, Wisconsin, of course, the Badger State, and Platteville with an opportunity for all of us to experience life as a badger, as it were.
Yes, this is a really fun natural and cultural history tour, the Mining and Rollo Jameson Museum in Platteville. The museum preserves an 1845 lead and zinc mine, and you can take a guided tour to step back into the early history of Wisconsin. It was European settlers that came to southwest Wisconsin for those mineral deposits, and those early miners spent winter, like you said, in makeshift underground shelters, which is how we eventually got the nickname, the Badger State. Experience one of those early mines in Platteville. You're going to feel that temperature change, the humidity change along the 90-step descent, and then the knowledgeable tour guides bring the mine's history to life, which operated for more than a century. And you can visit soon as the Mining and Rollo Jameson Museum is seasonally open through October. While you're there, grab dinner at the Crossroads Supper Club. It's another quintessential Wisconsin experience. Scenic country restaurants known for dishes like tender beef tips and its classic Friday fish fry, of course, and Saturday prime rib.
Oh, of course. The fish fry and the prime rib. That sounds really nice. And all right, I love when you take us all around the state. Let's head to the northeast part of Wisconsin.
Yes, this is a fun twofer. I love this trip. So you can plan a trip to northeast Wisconsin and get to see two different museums. One, the Menominee Tribe seasonally operates a logging camp and museum that explores the tribe's history, its relationship with the land, and the early era of logging. It's considered to be one of the largest and most complete logging museums in America, and it is very, very interesting. And then you can add one more museum to your itinerary with a visit to nearby Shawano. The Twig Sundrop University Museum tells the story of a local beverage company that became one of the country's largest distributors of Sundrop. So you can take a self-guided tour of the museum, see the live bottling line, and finish the experience at a tasting bar of house-made craft sodas. It's so fun. So many selfie opportunities. Great gift shop. Can't recommend enough. And then discover more entertainment by staying the night at the Menominee Casino Resort. You're going to enjoy first-class hospitality, comfortable guest rooms. Of course, head to the casino floor for hours of entertainment. You're going to find hundreds of slot machines and popular table games like Texas Hold'em and Blackjack.
And speaking of northeast Wisconsin, and you can't have a trip there without stopping in Green Bay. The National Railroad Museum's on our list this week. This was one of my first memories as a kid. It was one of my favorite places to go in the world. I actually ran into former Packers kicker Chris Jackie once in line at the Railroad Museum. So good memories there.
Love that story. Yes, the National Railroad Museum, that delves into America's long and fascinating locomotive history. The vast collection includes historic artifacts and rare locomotives that look like they're out of the pages of a sci-fi novel. You get to step inside the rail cars to immerse yourself in a bygone era. The National Railroad Museum offers a wide selection of special programming and events that includes family-friendly daily train rides through the end of September, so look into that. And for a bite to eat, savor scratch-made food at the Creamery that's in downtown Green Bay. The restaurant prides itself on creative brunch and lunch dishes with photo-worthy presentations. Delight your senses with dishes like the piña colada croissant French toast.
Ooh, yummy.
I really want that.
Mm-hmm.
Or Eggs Benedict flight and spend the night in style by booking a room at the Legacy Hotel. It's a boutique property. It has a timeless luxury feel. You can head up to the rooftop bar, another one of my favorite things. It's called Cardinal's Crest, and they have crafted cocktails and views of Lambeau Field.
Oh my gosh, Ann, that sounds so great. Okay, so you can only choose one or the other, the piña colada croissant French toast or the Eggs Benedict flight. Which one are you doing?
I mean, that's a tough choice right there. But that piña colada, like, isn't that so different? I think
yes.
I'd have to at least try it. Yeah.
Me too.
Good call.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going with too. For more information, travelwisconsin.com. And when people ask you what makes our website so special, what do you tell them?
Well, it's beautiful, first of all, but it's going to have an answer to every question you have about planning your trip to Wisconsin.
That's right. From lodging to dining to all the events, you can check it out there. Ann Sayers is Wisconsin's travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.